Nitziv Day, very famous Nitziv in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, about Hanukkah, about the menorah, about the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Nitziv distinguishes between two types of Torah. And because he's such a creative thinker, his distinction is not the classic distinction, Torah Shevichsav and Torah Shevapah. You have to be careful. Whenever you make classic distinctions and everyone says again and again, they become very hackneyed, very, very cliched. But his distinction is between Torah Shebichsav and the information of Torah Shebalpeh, what he calls Kabbalah, as opposed to Koach HaPilpul. Remember, the Nitziv is a Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, so you're starting to see the great, great firepower dedicated over the last 200 years to creativity in Torah and creating ideas. And so these two parts of Torah are symbolized by two different systems of metaphor. Number one, the difference between the Aron and the Menorah. Which of the two symbolizes Torah? Well, sometimes it's the Aron, and sometimes it's the Menorah. So the Nitziv says that's where they differ. The Aron symbolized Torah Shebichsav, the Luchos. Sefer Torah was in the Aron, and not just Torah Shebichsav, but also information and Masorah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. But the light of the Menorah, the light of creativity, symbolizes the human ability to create new ideas, Koach HaPilpul. New ideas, Koach HaKapilpul V'Achidesh. I'm reading the Lashon of the Nitziv in Tetzaveh. She'adam yachol l'chadesh me'atzmo dvar halacha she'eno mekubal. To create a new halacha that wasn't yet thought of, that wasn't yet accepted. That's why the menorah has seven branches, because to be able to create new ideas, you need seven different mental tools. Think about all the tools that you're starting to use, or that you're at least seeing being used. Comparison, calculus, kal v'chomer, negative yotzei min haklal. We've talked about ma'isurah called kryptonite, that a failure of a principle proves the principle. If you want to understand shlichos, think about where shlichos fails. Think about all the different tools you're using in your mind in order to create new ideas in Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So as the Aron was much more of a simple, not one-dimensional, but it only had one container, The menorah had seven branches to it. That's why when Rav Tarfon liked someone's chiddush in Beis Medrash, he would say kaftor v'aferach, when something was very, very new and novel. So he would liken it to something on the menorah, kaftor v'aferach. I shared with my shir why he used the specific combination of kaftor v'aferach. I won't go into it now. So according to the Nitziv, the menorah symbolized the power of Torah Shebaal Peh to create kolamdus, new svaras, new ideas, even if they haven't been said yet. And the Aron characterize or symbolize Torah Shebichsav and Kabbalah. Right? Very, very interesting when you see words being used, not just to describe Gemara as a text, but Gemara as a process. For example, the Gemara Kiddushin talks about you should split your time in three. Third B'Mikra, and Shlish Ber. So the Arah version is Talmud. So that means you should learn a third of Torah, a third of Mishnah, and a third of Shas. When the Rambam talks about the division, he says a third of Mikra, a third of Torah Shebaal Peh. And what's the third part? Gemara. The word Gemara, according to the Rambam, means the process of creativity. And Rambam is very Volozhiner in that respect. Rambam thinks that's the highest level of learning. So he calls it Gemara rather than Talmud. So here, he calls it Kabbalah versus Talmud. Kabbalah means just what the Torah Shebaal Peh says, whereas Talmud, according to the Nitziv, right? And I said, according to the Rambam, Talmud means a text, Gemara means a process. According to the Nitziv, Kabbalah means a text, Talmud means a process. But it's the same notion, that the menorah symbolized the koach of creativity. That is why during the second Beis HaMikdash, the miracle centered upon the menorah, because I said this earlier last week, you can't read Hanukkah as separate from Jewish history. It's the biggest mistake people make, that Hanukkah is just this historical vacuum, could have happened 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, it happened right during the period of Torah Shebaal Peh. You've got two processes unfolding, Hanukkah and Torah Shebaal Peh. And this was the period of great yeshivos, of great Tanayim, of great Amoraim, of Tanayim in Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nes, centered upon the menorah, was both a reflection of the tremendous reawakening of Koach HaKiddush and Koach HaPilpul, and it also lent more energy towards that. That's why the Nes was centered upon the menorah, not upon the Aron. It was centered upon the menorah, because the menorah captures not the text of Torah, but it captures the Koach HaPilpul, the Koach HaKiddush of Torah. Interestingly enough, this famous Nitziv doesn't just contrast between the Aron and between the menorah, but between Aharon and Moshe. Aharon had the unique talent of recording, remembering, comparing, establishing the text, establishing the Masara. Moshe, based on the Gemara Nedarim, he was the brisker. Moshe was the mechadshen. Moshe was the one who was creative, who was able to, and that's why Aaron can overrule Moshe in Parsha Shmini. Because when it comes to issuing a psak, and I've talked about this a lot with you, briskers aren't always such good poskim. Because psak, you need to know one answer. Koach HaChedesh and Pilpul, one of those many options. Right? When you're in shir, you're trying to find many different options to view the sugya. When you're a posik, you want to only find one option that seems to be the most consensus and conventional opinion. So he doesn't use these terms, but basically Aaron was the posik and Moshe was the lambda. And therefore, when it came to the question of whether that sayer should be burned on the day of Avelus of Aaron and his children, v'esir Aaron derash derash Moshe, and Aaron corrects him by itab beinav, and Moshe concedes to Aaron, because how can Aaron overrule Moshe? Because it's not about finding three different ways to learn the gedra of a seer of Yom HaMiluim. This is about what the psak should be, and Aaron had that koach more developed than Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why, in the beginning of Tetzaveh, V'yikhu eilecha shemen zayizach. Why is the menorah attributed to Moshe? Because the menorah captures the unique talent in Torah. But again, they're not equal. There's a clear, clear bias in this netziv. There's a clear, clear prejudice in the yeshiva of Velazhen for Koach HaPilpul and Koach HaChedesh. Obviously, you have to be careful. And in the modern yeshivas, should 17-year-olds be mechadesh? Should 17-year-olds not be mechadesh? That's already a whole different question. A related netziv, in the end of Parshas Pekudei, there's a summary of all the kelim. And when the Torah summarizes the menorah, normally says, Shulchan miskol kelah. Aron eidos, badav v'zekaparis. When the Torah summarizes the menorah, it adds an extra word. Es ha-menorah ha-tahora, es neiroseha, neiros ha-ma'aracha. What does it mean, neiros ha-ma'aracha? So the Netziv says, neiros ha-ma'aracha means that, based on a medrash, that the building of the Mishkan was completed around Hanukkah time. So all the materials that are being donated to the Mishkan are more or less happening around now. Right around now, thousands of years ago, the Mishkan project is culminating. Why is it culminating? Because this period is specifically earmarked for the Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show Am Yisrael through the menorah thousands of years later. So that's why history in Judaism, Jewish history, is always patterns. You're always carving out patterns that re-establish or re-emerge later in history. Nothing is evolutionary, everything is cyclical. So this period becomes carved out as a time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a system of special Hashgacha, Ma'aracha, Neros HaMa'aracha. The language of the Netziv is, Mikan Shehevi'u Bizman Shenischaze Koach HaMenorah, V'zeu Lashon HaMa'aracha, L'Rameis Bo'eish Shehaya Ma'aracha Shamayim V'Hashgacha Liona. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created supernatural supervision of Am Yisrael, and to carve out that supernatural supervision, the Mishkan was more or less completed during Chodesh Kislev, and that's why this whole shout out to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day will provide supernatural Hashgacha is located in the Pasuk describing the Menorah HaTahara. Doesn't say the Marech is about the Shulchan, doesn't say the Marech is about the Aron, doesn't say, it says Neiroseha, Neirosa Marecha. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day will show a special Hashgacha during Kislev, specifically in response to and to augment the Koach HaPilpul that the menorah signifies. So again, the Netziv is building an elaborate system of two different forms of Torah. Torah Shebichsav and authentic rendering of the text of Torah Shebalpeh, as opposed to the process of creativity, we call lamdos, comparison, extrapolation, developing new ideas. The Aron signifies the first. The menorah with its seven branches of wisdom signifies the second. Aron excelled at the first. Moshe excelled at the second. Bichu eilecha. In the second Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a miracle that would both be in response to and would further redouble the Koach HaChidosh. Now the Netziv doesn't say this, but you can let your mind wander. Is that something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen davka before Galus? That when we're in Galus, we need the Koach HaChidosh, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides this infusion of Torah energy to the Jewish people? That the Netziv doesn't say. It doesn't say why it's more necessary. He just says it's more valuable. And that's why in Parsha it's not more valuable, but it's a higher level of Torah. And then in Parshas Pekudei, when the materials are being brought in this period to establish a historical carve-out for a unique hashkacha, a unique system. Arachas means a system of hashkacha. It was the hashkacha that was pivoted upon the menorah, and therefore the word marachas is included in the end of Pekudei, specifically about the menorah. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Tomorrow is chassidus. Wednesday we'll have Rashi. Thursday, you guys are off.